The audio you're about to indulge in was created by me, Snaky Smut. It was recorded by a consenting adult for consenting adults over the age of 18. If you are considered a minor, please do not consume my content as you have been warned. My audios are not to be re-hosted, re-uploaded, re-shared to any other platform without my explicit permission. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy. Hey, sorry to randomly stop by without calling or texting you, but I'm actually hiking down the street with a couple of my girlfriends, and I got here way earlier than everybody else because I got the times mixed up, and oh my god, I have to pee so bad. Do you mind if I come in and use your bathroom? Oh my god, you're a lifesaver. Oh, best friend ever. Thank you. Ooh. Oh, no, I'll be right back. Thanks. I'm good. Whew, you are a lifesaver. I can't believe that the hiking trail doesn't have a public restroom. Oh, that's true. I have noticed that most of the ones that are backed up to, like, apartments or residential areas don't, but still, you would think. I mean, what would I have done? I would have had to go all the way back to the main road. Oh, I was so happy that I realized that I was right next to your place. do you also mind if I get changed real quick before heading out? Yeah? Well, I stopped on my way over here to go into Target, and I got a new sports bra. So I really wanted to put that on because my old one pressed my tits so hard. Okay, I'm sure you don't care, but still. Yeah? Oh, perfect. You are such a gem. Why don't you come chat with me while I get changed? Yeah? Well, there's something you wanted to tell me, right? You texted me the other night, and you said, let's chat next time we see each other in person. No, of course I didn't forget. You're my best friend, weirdo. It's not the first time you've seen my butt either, so let's just skip the pretense, okay? You were the one who helped me get into bed that night when I got super wasted. Okay. Go ahead. What did you want to say? Oh? Are you playing me? You just forgot all of a sudden? All right. I'll drop it. Ooh, I love the way this looks. Yes. Ugh, and it doesn't feel like my tits are going to get squeezed until they fall off. Whew, that's good. Oh, shit. I totally didn't think to go behind your dressing curtain. I hope this isn't distracting you. I'm sorry. You should know by now that I'm the biggest flirt. You've been my friend for how many years? Exactly. You should know my antics by now. I never miss an opportunity to flirt, even if it's with you. What? Wait a second. Hold the phone. No. Don't try and change the subject. Why are your hands resting weirdly on your crotch? Yeah? Now, if this is a new way that you've taken up sitting, I've never noticed you doing it. It looks like you're trying to cover something. Don't be shy. It's okay. I'm not going to laugh at you or anything. Oh. Oh. Wow. Well, I figured that you probably had popped a boner. Come on, I've been friends with guys my whole life. I know the wind can blow weird and you guys get hard. So it wasn't a big deal, but holy shit. That's a nice bulge you have going on there? Oh, well, okay. I may be your best friend, but it doesn't mean that I haven't checked you out before. Just like clearly you check me out. Now, I could have gone behind your dressing curtain. I've changed in your room like a thousand times, but I chose not to. Aren't you one of those people that believes everything happens for a reason? Well, maybe the universe made me not decide to get changed behind your dressing curtain that I've used a thousand times. Or maybe it's something else. Well, you know what I think you should do? No, not leave the room. I think that you should get changed too. No, I'm not asking you to go hiking. I could give a fuck less about hiking at this point. I think that you should get changed into nothing. Come on. Do it. Take off your pants. We're best friends, aren't we? I know that what happens between friends stays between friends. I would trust you with my life. So, why don't you trust me with getting you off? You clearly need it. And maybe I do too. Oh? Oh, I see. So, you have this kind of built-up excitement every time we hang out? It must be torture for you. Tell me something. When I'm telling you about all of my personal things, do you get hard then too? Do you get hard when I tell you about the naughty things that I've gotten up to? Do you really? And you've been hiding it this whole time? Oh my gosh. Clearly, you must have known that I was slightly flirting with you. Like, don't get me wrong, I would never ruin our friendship or anything like that, but, you know, if it led to something else, I wasn't gonna stop it. What is it they say? People that start out as friends make great partners most of the time? Something like that. Whatever. It could be a ton of bullshit, but I don't know. Maybe we don't even go that far. Maybe we're just friends who fuck around sometimes. That's a thing. How about you do what I said and take off those shorts? Don't worry, we're just hiking. I can be late. And I'm just going to take off my new sports bra and these little shorts. And, oh. I mean, yes, I'm still getting on my knees. I'm sorry. I was just a bit distracted by what just came out of your shorts. Fuck me. Wow, you have a really nice cock. As a totally platonic compliment, of course. Fuck. I hope that we're close enough for me to say this, but I cannot wait for you to fill up my mouth with your hot load. Oh, you're blushing. Oh my gosh, you're blushing so hard. It's okay. But you know what I want you to do first? I have to know what that feels like from the inside. I'm going to take you in my mouth and I'm going to make you come so fucking hard your toes curl. But first, I want to ride this damn thing so fucking much. I love when things fill me up Stretch me out and make me cream all over, and your cock looks like it could do just that. Fuck. Might as well be my bestie that gets me all hot and bothered today. Now sit down. What is it? Were you not expecting me to climb up in your lap so quick? All right. You didn't get a good look at it, did you? Okay, here. See? This is my pussy. It's pretty, isn't it? And so what? Telling you all those things? It's turned me on so much. Also, thinking about how fucking good this is gonna feel inside of me in just a minute. It's been so long since I had something that did the job right. I've deserved a good cum, so I'm going to take it. Oh, wow. Oh, fuck. Your cook is so good. Probably will. yes. Okay. Time to make you come, best friend. Oh, don't worry about it. Just get down here. What are friends for? Oh, you fucking taste so good. And I like tasting my pussy on your cock. Mm. tell me you're gonna come down my throat. I wanna feel it. I wanna feel your hot, sticky cum at the back of my throat. Do it for me, baby. I swallow everything. Oh, everything that tastes good. Everything I want. And I wanted to come. Yeah? You like it when I clean your cock up with my tongue? So, was that how you saw your morning going? No? Oh, no, I'm fine. I've got it. Me neither. I totally thought that I was just gonna pop in and pee and change my clothes and go for a hike, which I still am going to do, but I didn't see the other things happening. But now that they have, I can't say that I'm upset about it. Are you? Now, tell me that I'm the best friend ever, and I want to hear you say it out loud and make me believe every single word of it. Good. You're the best friend ever, too. And since you are, I think that later you should come over. Well, yeah. I really need you to fuck me again. And while I did love swallowing every last drop of it, I think that it's only fair as my best friend that you come inside my pussy next time. What do you think?